So let's go look about how we can set up continuous integration for some existing builds that we have. There are several continuous integration tools out there that you can set on top of Team Foundation Server. The one that I normally use and the one I'm most familiar with is actually available on Team System Rocks, and it's called Team CI. So let's go ahead and grab this here. There's a little link for it. So essentially, you need to go acquire some particular tool that you can install and then utilize. So I'm going to just go out here, grab this tool called Team CI, hit download, save that out to my hard drive. Right, nothing specific, I'll just kick it over here to the desktop, save that out. Then I'm going to install and set up this particular tool to go run our builds. Go ahead and open that up. There's an MSI file in here that I can actually use. Let me go ahead and simply extract that out. Close down. And now what you'll see here is I have my MSI file right here for Team CI. I'm going to go ahead and double click this. Hit next. Go ahead and install this to my server. Now this could be to my Team Foundation server, it could be my build machine, it doesn't really matter. It's gone ahead and kicked that up now and it's executed. So now all I really need to do is configure my Team CI implementation. So coming back to my browser, I'm going to go ahead and navigate to my local machine. This is actually Team CI sits itself on the same web application as Team Foundation server. So I'm just going to go ahead and paste in that URL. And I've got a little user interface here. I hit add build. And I just start specifying some information for how I want to set this up. So let's go pick my server first off and add. And we'll just simply add my Team Foundation server to the list. And now I need to specify a username and password here for this implementation. So I'll go ahead and use TFS service. Come through here and go ahead and click OK. Goes ahead and adds that here. I'm going to go ahead and close this list, and now I'll be able to come in and actually have my Team Foundation server there. Looks like I typed in the wrong password, so let's go back in here. Remove that and re-add it. Notion TFS. Username is going to be TFS service. And my password should be Notion. Click OK. So I'm just going to go ahead and add a build. Go hit the servers button and add a server here. I'm going to say Notion TFS. Go ahead and use the TFS service account since I'm actually running this on my Team Foundation server. Type in my password. Click OK. Click Close. And now you see Notion TFS come up. I can pick the team project on my server, pick the build that I want to run on that team project, and then what I need to do is pick a version control path. So the idea is this. You're going to have several different builds potentially out there, and depending on where somebody checks code into the version control system, you can run a different build. So I can click the ellipse here and go find a particular folder tree. And I'm just going to go ahead and pick anything under this job board directory and click close. Okay. So I've got ahead and got that set up. I hit save and close here. And now I've set that up to where I've got continuous integration implemented, and I've got a 15-minute lag time here. So let's go change that real quick to 1 minute so that we can see for the purposes of this demonstration that it actually fires off relatively quickly. And I'm going to come over here to my Visual Studio environment. Let's go look at development build. I'm going to go ahead and double click that. We've had 4 previous runs of development build, so that's where we currently stand. Now all we want to do is make a quick change to the code base. So I've actually got the solution open over here, so let me go ahead and just open up a file that's in this solution, in that folder tree, and I'll make a quick little edit, so quick edit. Save this and check it in. So what's going to happen now is during that check-in process, the check-in event's going to fire. Team CI is going to catch the check-in event for us. It's then going to go out and fire off another build here momentarily. So we're going to take a quick little break, come back here in about 1 or 2 minutes, notice the time is 4:16, and we'll go ahead and look and see that our build actually occurred. Okay. So it's 4:17 now. Let's go ahead and refresh and see if it occurred. Hit the refresh button here, and in fact it did, so we had a build actually kicked off. So that's really all there is to it for implementing continuous integration. There are, of course, other tools out there that do this besides Team CI. That's just the one I'm most familiar with because I've used it before. Also, in the Orcus timeframe, for the Orcus version of Team Foundation Server, continuous integration capabilities will be built in and included with Team Foundation Server, so you won't have any need to use an external third-party tool. If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. So notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.